Calvin off the rip. That's the man who put me in the shit. Heard he throwing up the gang. I check his resume quick. I've been banging HL since Nut jumped me in the shit. Rest in peace to Titan Shag, nigga. What's up the brick? Goddamn. They still downloading poetry. The most forward thinking EP. Live from the struggle, put Denton on the map. Fort Worth, what's the hat? My nigga Blue running Dallas. Niggas lying like they putting on. But last month I was played on the radio. I kept it real. I was booking everybody's shows. Trying to box, nigga. The most electrifying man since the Rock, nigga. I go 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. She better hide it in a twat. I need a real bitch. We pop Molly, East Room, and smoke big spliffs. Crack baby from the 80s, psychedelic shit. August 17th, I'm about to shut the city down. 3 count, pin them down, figure 4, tap them out. I'm about cash and respect, plus my weed strong. It's light work. Next week, I drop the real song. And I promise you gon' love it, your bitch. I was homeless, Curtis Gordon, he can vouch it, your bitch. But now I'm living good, ain't working hard, get hard. These rappers try too hard to sound too hard. These rappers try too hard to sound too weird. I'll probably sign a major deal next year. My homie Battle told me do this beat. This shit for Josh's daughter, Battle cancel every week. My mama made it out the hospital. Thought I would lose her, so I cried a little. They not rapping about their life, man. And then I came, amazing grace. God is great, hey. These principles I live by can't be taught by principles. Unwritten codes can't be learned, it's instilled in you. Yeah. Last month I was in 2 magazines. And bitch, we dropped the I'm From Texas documentary. Yeah. Man in the City too. August 17th, we dropping. Release party August 16th. Birthday bash August 30th with Miller Virgos. You know what I'm talking about? Inner City Kids clothing. AV316 shirts. We running this bitch. I'm a walking billboard, ho. Trump Pop. K104. Chris Cole and After Hours. AVTheGreat.com. And that's the bottom line. Because AV said so.
I gotta run that mug back, man. Can we run that mug back real quick? Let's do it.
Free Flow Fridays, week 5. Yeah. I'm the only one that got the job done. The new album is the bomb, take cover for me. Yeah, I told y'all in OA. Man in the city, y'all was hating, now everybody. Believe me, nigga. Rowing underground, run the battle scene, nigga. Man in the city, August 17th, nigga. Part 2 dropping August 17th, nigga. Believe me, yeah. Free Flow Fridays, week 5. Next week, I'ma drop the first track off the album. When y'all hear, y'all gon' see why can't nobody fuck with me. Let's have fun right now, though. It's been me and Uncle Calvin off the rip. That's the man who put me in the shit. Heard he throwing up the gang. I check his resume quick. I've been banging HL since Nut jumped me in the shit. Rest in peace to Titan Shag, nigga. What's up the brick? Goddamn. They still downloading poetry. The most forward-thinking EP. Live from the struggle, put Denton on the map. Fort Worth, what's the hat? My nigga Blue running Dallas. Niggas lying like they putting on. But last month I was playing.
real quick. She better hide it in a twat. I need a real bitch. We pop Molly, eat shroom, and smoke big spliffs. Crack baby from the 80s, psychedelic shit. August 17th, I'm about to shut the city down. Three count, pin them down, figure four, tap them out. I'm about cash and respect, plus my weed strong. It's like work. Next week, I drop the real song. And I promise you gon' love it, your bitch. I was homeless, Curtis Gordon, he can vouch it, your bitch. But now I'm living good, ain't working hard, get hard. These rappers try too hard to sound too hard. These rappers try too hard to sound too weird. I'll probably sign a major deal next year. My homie Battle told me do this beat. This shit for Josh's daughter, Battle cancel every week. My mama made it out the hospital. Thought I would lose her, so I cried a little. They not rapping about their life, man. And then I came, amazing grace, God is great, hey. These principles I live by can't be taught by principles. A written code can't be learned, it's instilled in you. Yeah, last month I was in two magazines. And bitch, we dropped the I'm From Texas documentary. Yeah. Man in the City too, August 17th we dropping. Release party August 16th, birthday bash August 30th with Miller Virgos, you know what I'm talking about? In the City Kids clothing, AV316 shirts. We running this bitch, I'm a walking billboard, ho. Trump Pop, K104, Chris Cole in After Hours, AVTheGreat.com, and that's the bottom line, because AV said so.
All right, man. I had to run that back again. I mean, he be going in on that freestyle, man. Welcome to Life That Does Live. This is our season premiere week. And this is our Hump Day That Does Wednesday. Every Wednesday show, we'll bring you what we call Hump Day That Does Wednesday. And, of course, you know, people call it Hump Day. Some people just call it Playing on Wednesday. Whatever, but it's always the last Life at Dust episode of the week, and you can trip out and just act the fool. And don't share some of your favorite stuff, man. It's going on for the week. Sometimes we have guests, a little bit of everything. Sometimes we enlighten you on subjects that are very, very, very interesting. You know what I mean? But yes, today's topic we're actually talking about is Black Entertainment in 2015. And basically, you know, I'll be giving my take on the state of Black Entertainment for 2015 and more, and just kind of getting your take on it and whatnot. We also today, man, we talked about this a little bit on the show, because it happened right before Monday's show. I was still astounded by how great that was. I was still trying to get acclimated while it happened. And that's hitting over 1,000 members on DustSpot.com. Get a hand for that. Yes, the site that is known for, it's like our professional social network. A lot of guests you hear come on the show actually come from over there on that website. So much love. I appreciate everyone that's part of the movement and just making it happen. A lot of great people have came through throughout the years and just had great interviews and just great stories to tell, man. You can never replace it. It's part of history. And, of course, going into season 6, you continue to see more great interviews come throughout the fold. Much better shows, because even if your show's great, you always got to find a room for improvement. So there will be a lot of things that we'll be kind of bringing some classic stuff back. We'll be bringing a new segment. We actually start a new segment on Monday show and start doing that every week, man, or every Monday and Wednesday I will start doing that. And that's my totally biased sports moment, and that's where I brag about my personal teams and whatever, or state their case or certain stuff. So, yeah, man, it's going to be crazy. As far as what kind of inspired today's show, is very interesting. I was actually watching Empire, because I've been waiting to watch it, most definitely. And we were talking about it a little bit on yesterday's Glitz and Glamour, on the season premiere of Glitz and Glamour. And, you know, 50 Cent was talking about how it's going to remind him a lot of his show, power that he has out that he produces. But as I said yesterday, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter. We need – it's a great opportunity to see that it doesn't have to necessarily always be BET for us to have programming. We shouldn't be cut out of having our programs to other places too. And, of course, Power has been going hard. And after watching the season premiere of Empire, wow, great show, great storyline, great tea. They give you so much tea. It is ridiculous, man. You from start to finish, you guys show that you're definitely going to be watching, man. I can see this show going because I know the nature of how the TV business goes and whatnot. This show can strongly go for about 3 years. Excuse me, about three seasons. I can see it going three seasons. Here's why I say only three. Some of you might say, you know, maybe more. But, you know, Terrence Howard and Taraji Henson, excuse me, you both have, how can I put it, very, very, very dedicated movie careers, because, you know, they're always in movies, man, and they're just phenomenal actors. And for me, as I have jokingly said over and over the time I've seen the promos and so forth, and when I first heard about the show, it's like Hustle and Flow sequel or whatever, just a Hustle and Flow spinoff, because it's kind of the nature of it is a little bit like Hustle and Flow. And of course, the storyline changes. The storyline isn't the same. It's a lot of parts that's not the same for the movie, but for the most part, same kind of thing. They're both trying to get into the music business. And it's interesting. Like, whoever came with this, they knew that we would make that connection. And that's what I think they were gunning for, to kind of help springload a great audience to watch it. Because we were already invested after watching the chemistry of them on Hustle on the Floor, which is very natural. And this is definitely no different. It's continuing that going on. And I'm very proud of watching, man. I'm proud of black entertainers, period. There's a lot of great ones. Of course, there's always going to be crappy shows and crappy music in between. But there's a lot of great stuff. I mean, they're looking at going to tail end of 2014 leading to this year. It's been a lot of great stuff going on. And not only that, it's like black people as a whole are starting to get better about supporting other black people. You know, we're not just sitting there just waiting on the sidelines, waiting for other people to support our own. It's time for us to get out there and support more and support these shows. And I think that Empire gets it. And Fox, you know, y'all know how much I hate the Fox News channel on cable. The regular channel on network TV, awesome. I have a lot of shows that you love to watch. Gotham, a great show. I think Backstrom is going to be good. I kind of like, you know, I was like your boy, Rainn Wilson, who played the White in The Office. So that's going to be a good show. It's not a black show, but here's the interesting thing I'm kind of excited for. Dennis Haber will actually be in that show, so it's going to be a very great look to see him on there doing his thing. So, yes, man, we got so much going on. How to Get Away with Murders, coming back with it, you know, the continuation of his season after his mid-season break. And I want to tell you, Viola Davis, ma'am, you are clever, clever, clever. You and Shonda Rhimes, y'all are clever. Tell y'all why, because a lot of people thought that this is going to be like a series that was a long series. No, they made it from jump. It was made to be a short show. And the main reason why is because of Viola Davis' movie style career, you know, and her schedule with that. It kind of would just be so much going on and be overwhelming. So That's why, you know, you're starting to find out all this stuff so quick, because you're getting it all in one season. And that's cool, because there's a lot of great miniseries that have been out that are captivating. You still go back and watch it over and over and over again. So I'm definitely glad, you know, just continues to see a lot of black entertainers make some great moves and producing shows and starting them and having phenomenal shows on top of that. Been saying for the longest, and everybody wants to say that the reality TV show is the way to go. It's cool and all, but the people are starting to want to sit and watch good shows, sitcoms, and dramas and whatnot, starring black folks. And they want to see them. And I think that these actors are doing the right thing, the right time, take advantage of it, and don't mess it up. Come up with something great so that we can stay in the limelight and continue to bring diversity to TV. So, again, man, Empire is a great show. Check it out. I might do something really goofy later on the show tied into Empire. I ain't going to give away the surprise yet. Not quite yet. I ain't going to give away the surprise quite yet. But hold on to it. I know how y'all do. So, that being said, we're going to go ahead and go to another music break. And we'll be back right here on Life at the Dust Live, Hump Day at the Dust Wednesday, with your boy, Ceddie J. Let's see, the track we're going to go to now, I'm about to go to that Funky Town, man, by the D.O.K. We'll be back.
Yeah. Y'all know I got to do one for Funky Town. And, you know, them Funky Town players, they appreciate a little old school beat, you know what I'm saying? I ain't saying I'm going to lay off the politics on this one, but you can ride and learn at the same time. Yeah. Yo. I was born and raised in Funky Town, and I'm proud of that. My parents met on 4th Street, off of Bell now. I was born in Harris Hospital in 72. So watch out, youngster, the OK was here ahead of you. I remember Castlewood and Jamaica Way. I got memories that nobody can take away. When Town Center used to be seminary style, I lived on Burton, where they used to break in every house. I lived on Virgil, South Hughes, Ava Court, Three Towers. Chase girls fought and played sports. I lived in Woodhaven, Rolling Hills, and the city. The South, the North, the West, Pilot, and the Brick. I remember when there wasn't no such thing as crap. And I'd give anything to help you youngsters witness that. I hope that we can rise above crippin' blood now. Respect your set, but can we get that Fort Worth love back?
I love my city, but sometimes my city lets me down. We pinching on each other, talking around. To tell the truth, what we're players are the best around. So up that cover, you representing that Funky Town. I love my city, but sometimes I feel let me down. We pitching on each other, talking shit and busting.
Come on.
To tell the truth, what we're players are the best around.
Right.
So up that cover, you representing that Funky Town.
Now I'm not hating on Dallas, Ashtown, or GP, but players know about the funk. It ain't no mystery. It sickens me to see the fight amongst our clique. Remember when 5 Deuce and Adlin Smith, when Stop 6 and Eastwood couldn't get along. So many in the pen, so many brothers gone. Who've been tatted up for somebody that they lost? We must respect the dead because they paid the cost. The other side of town, they people dying too. So put your pistol down, man, they mama crying too. You want your son to have a daddy, but you murdered him. Do we stop to think how much we really hurt the kid? Hug your baby, we gotta teach him how to eye. Don't love your baby, that only teach him how to die. We gotta try to make it better, you wanna see us come together, put the F up in the L for me.
I love my city, but sometimes my city lets me down. We snitching on each other, talking shit and busting around. To tell the truth, what we're playing is all the best around. No up the F if you representing that funky town. I love my city, but sometimes my city lets me down. We snitching on each other, talking shit and busting around. To tell the truth, what we're playing is all the best around. No up the F if you representing that funky town.
Won't keep you long, but I gotta keep it strong, though. Life is more than change, real than chrome, so I ain't talking about no false hope.
I'm talking about us not having to make a living off dope. I'm talking about a G code we all follow. Our people should be heroes and top scholars. No matter if you got zero or top dollars, rolling in the bucket or I phone that Impala. A little respect can go a long way. God bless a child just like the song says. But we gotta have our own. And we won't until the hate we haven't found it gone. Let them know this is Fort Worth, Fort Worth. Let them know this is Fort Worth, Fort Worth. From Miller to Maine, from Highland Hill to Lake Worth. Just before this honor, there's nothing that ain't worth. That's why
I love my city, but sometimes my city lets me down. We snitching on each other, talking, getting rough and round. To tell the truth, Fort Worth players are the best around. Go up to hell if you representing that fucking town. I love my city, but sometimes my city lets me down. We snitching on each other, talking, getting rough and round. To tell the truth, Fort Worth players are the best around. Go up to hell if you representing that fucking town. I love my city, but sometimes my city lets me down. We snitching on each other, talking, getting rough and round.
I mean, really, Martin, all this talk about how I can't get a man. Please. Now, Martin. Do I look like I can't get a man with all this wagon I'm dragging?
Yeah. This a public service announcement. I need all basic bitches off the dance floor. Yeah. And make room for all that wagon. The sea dragon. Yeah.
Sleep. coming out my mouth.
Trill talk.
Trill niggas know what I'm talking about.
Trill talk.
Let me introduce you boys to the South.
Trill talk.
Fuck, baby, all I do is trill talk.
Trill talk. Trill talk. Trill talk. Trill talk.
Yeah.
Trill talk. Trill talk.
Trill talk.
Trill talk.
I'm in here,
trill talk. Trill talk.
Fuck, baby.
Trill talk. Trill talk.
Trill talk. Trill talk. Fuck it, I'ma let my nuts hang.
Hang.
Fat pat swag, bitch, I steal.
Love it, man.
I'm the fattest, hardest rapper since Biggie died. Ain't this some Rick Ross,
Ross,
but this is Trill Talk. I say, what the fuck I
want
when I feel.
Been
over 10 years, bitch, I'm finally what that is.
Ask
around town, bitch, I'm hot as fist grease.
Grease.
I wish a pussy rapper would up and diss me.
Nah.
Cause I got goons, boy. I call them Goon Squad.
Boy.
Them choppers so big, ain't got no room for them.
Yeah.
Trill Talk, cop me $2 a curve. All eyes on me, nigga, who the fuck care? On the south side, huh? See about it. Stop running your mouth. Nigga, this is Trill Talk.
What's the only thing coming out my mouth?
Trill Talk.
Trill niggas know what I'm talking about.
Trill Talk.
Let me introduce you boys to the south.
Trill Talk.
Fuck, baby. All I do is Trill Talk.
Trill Talk.
Trill Talk. Trill Talk. Trill Talk.
I'm still in here, bitch. Trill in a house,
yeah.
Still in the bill with the pills in the
oh.
Let me quit,
quit.
Too many niggas ratting,
yeah.
Had them fans at your door before you bust out the package,
yeah.
I hang with hustlers, hang with felons, hang with made men,
uh-huh.
I know gorillas who care less about being caged in,
yeah.
Real street shit, nigga, this Trill Talk,
yeah.
I keep my business to myself, niggas will talk,
yeah.
Never ever will I trust a now another hoe,
nah.
Cause when you leave your homie,
first the back door.
I'm from Double Cup Tech. Granddaddy counted, but niggas sip, drink, and blow smoke till it's cotted. A couple dimes, but most these hoes ratchet. A couple real, but most these niggas plastic.
Hey,
I'm from a small town, somewhere around Dallas. Come on, Sue, and I'll show you a rally. Nigga, this is Trill Talk.
What's the only thing coming out my mouth?
Trill Talk.
Trill niggas know what I'm talking about.
Trill Talk.
Let me introduce you boys to the south.
Trill Talk.
Fuck, baby, all I do is Trill Talk.
Trill Talk.
Trill Talk.
All right, we're back, fools. Welcome back to Life at Dusk Live. That was a nice little music break. Had to go in. But yes, man, we hit the midpoint of the show. Ooh-wee, man. Tell you, Black Entertainment, man, should be pretty good this year. There's so many, it's because this is the year of, as you start seeing it near the end of 2014, we just starting to get into doing shows again and really giving ones that people want to see. And not just people of color, but people as in general want to see. And it's pretty good, man. Pretty good to watch that happen. And just seeing people. And what also is always entertaining to me, this is kind of not entertaining because you hate for these things that happen, for these that happen in the first place, which is a lot of people band together on all these different causes that are going on, and people who are not of color who band together and let people know, hey, I might not be black, don't mean that I got to stand for how black people are being treated. And it's sure enough, it's great to continue to see that people just won't stand for it. And heck yeah, I mean, someone said it quite eloquently. Macklemore was making the point that, you know, he's black, he's white and privileged, so he doesn't have to do it, but he wants to do it. And see, that's the difference. That's people don't understand the huge difference of, yeah, you don't have to do it because you're already privileged enough. So for you to do it is another level, man. That's important. When you don't have to, you don't necessarily have to, because, again, you're privileged and it's not going to necessarily affect you. But then again, it does affect you, because when people are being disrespected, as a person, you should feel some type of way. And it's great, man, to see people band together, but most definitely. And what I've also noticed, too, oh, my God, man, it's so much coming on, man. Oh, great music is getting ready to come out, too. A lot of great artists, a lot of artists you already knew that's just releasing new stuff, like that new J. Cole album. Everybody's going crazy over it. It definitely sounds like, man, it's going to be a good year. The music, I can't wait to see what the new XXL cover is going to be. You know, every year they release their freshman issue, and that's where they pick a bunch of people who had, for their first album, they're releasing their first album sometime soon, usually in this year. And they end up having all these different people on the cover. Some people who are majors, as you know, and some people who are independents. Now, as you start to know more and more, a lot of that list becomes more and more independent. And it goes back again, kind of segues back to Empire. Like, that story is so real. And not necessarily every bit is exactly how every company got started, but people don't know behind the scenes of the blood, sweat, and tears that goes into putting these companies together. Even putting this show together is about blood, sweat, and tears. You got to put so much work in. And a lot of people, you know, they only want to be around for the fame and the stardom and whatnot, man, but they don't know how to actually fight it out and do the groundwork. Like, they want to know how they can magically make it happen right then and there. So we got to get better about that, people. We got to. Cannot expect any less than that. So I definitely, man, these shows are getting great, man. It really is. Love it. I actually watched the new season. I didn't see the first episode, but I saw the second episode of this new season of Love and Hip Hop, and I was already turned off already. I'm just not going to, just like I did with LA, I watched one or two episodes, and I was done. I start to get to that point, like, I didn't even really watch all of ATL, the most recent season, because it just kind of just gets annoying. We kind of get it now, and, you know, if we want to watch drama, we'll watch a drama. And that's what they understand, like, why don't we just spend our money and time into getting, putting out great shows? Like, Hit the Floor is pretty good. Hit the Floor isn't necessarily a black show, but the main people who are surrounded around are black actresses, actually. So that's another great show, man, to see continuously flourish and have had the opportunity on Glitz and Glamour to have one of the guests from there. So it's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing to see all this stuff is transpiring right now. As far as also black entertainment, what I have been getting into more and more is reading more books. And what I like about, you know, a lot of people take for granted the digital age of reading books. Yes, I am one of those people. Yeah, you like the experience of going into the bookstore, but sometimes you don't, because sometimes you're a homebody and you kind of chill, and after you came from a long day of work or whatever, you don't necessarily feel like going out to get the book. but you still want to buy the book and support the artists and support the authors and whatnot. And so now, you know, the digital age is continuously to, you know, improve. It gives a lot of upcoming authors a chance, man. And people really get a chance to really understand that it's more than just being a rapper or whatever. You can be whatever you want to be. The internet is a gift and a curse. Some people trip about the curse more than the gift. There's a lot of gifts in it, man. You use it right. Anything that's a great tool, if you don't use it right, it's always going to be a curse. So the internet, it allows you to be able to have that instant upload of your work, and allows the world to listen. It don't mean you'll become famous overnight, but it gives you a better chance of getting that more global exposure. But I always recommend, as far as when you're in the industry, but try to go out there and meet the people, man. Meet the people. Don't be stuck up. Go out there and meet the people and say thank you. And when you see in news, you can't do that. When you see people comment on your stuff, if it's not too out of line, the comments they post, take the time out to thank her. And don't just say thank you like a dry-ass thank you. I see some of y'all do just like y'all feel obligated. Do it like because you mean it, because you are happy that they're supporting you. I'm telling you, when you do that, those people are going to tell 10 more people about your work. And then those 10 people, then they're going to come, and then 10 more people, it's going to keep happening. And that's how you build a fan base and start to build your own promotional team that you not have to pay. It's free promotion. So you got to get better of treating the people right that's supporting your brand. So, yeah, man, it's definitely going down of that. I'm going to go and go to some more music, and then we'll be back right here on Life at Dusk Live, Hump After Dusk Wednesday. I'm so discombobulated today, I got to pray for me. All right, here we go. This is my girl Angela Lewis. This is Let's Go With Robot.
Your touch is gone, you don't look at me the same. Who's to blame for the change in your heart? A human touch, you don't seem to care no more.
And now you're like a robot. Emotions are you make me want to spend every time. Me, I tell you straight, girl, you one of a kind. Simplicity in your beauty, you so divine. So me, I have to tell you where they're by my mind, girl. And girl, you make me feel so good. And I want you with my world. You're my favorite girl. And girl, you make me feel so good. Girl, and I want you in my messiah. Tell you what the best me ever get enough. Sweet and the kisses for me neck, me can't get enough. Hold me tight, girl, tell me say me body now. She know me a roman forever, no, she not let me go. The way you make me feel, my girl. Like me want for the good, don't I keep it real, my girl. That's the deal, my girl. Loving what we have, you know it real, my girl. And girl, you make me feel so good. And I want you in my world. You're my favorite girl. And girl, you make me feel so good. You're my favorite girl. And I want you in my world.
Beautiful. Hello, me dear. In my heart, in my mind, and baby, in my prayer. To show you how much I care. Got me talking happily. Like me win the lottery. Your loving take a toll on me. Make me speaking properly. You charge me like a battery. Want to fulfill your fantasy.
Oh, no.
You charge me like a battery. Want
to
fulfill your fantasy.
Ooh, girl. And girl, you make me feel so good. And I want you in my world. And girl, you make me feel so good. You're my favorite girl. And I want you in my world. You're my favorite girl. And I want you in my world. My baby girl.
Oh, yeah. Hey! Girl, you make me want to spend every dime. Me, I tell you straight, girl, you one of a kind. Simplicity in your beauty, you so divine. So me, I have to tell you where they by my mind, girl. And girl, you make me feel so good. And I want you in my world. You're my favorite girl. And girl, you make me feel so good. You're my favorite girl. And I want you in my world. And girl, you make me feel so good. And I want you in my world. You're my favorite girl. And girl, you make me feel so good. You're my favorite girl. And I want you in my world.
Hey, baby, can I talk for a minute? Bye.
Just that over there. Just that over there. Woo! Yeah, probably too much of that, man. Y'all too much. This dude made a song about the most simplistic thing ever. Niggas gonna be on YouTube making their own versions of that. I see it coming. Y'all give them about a week. It's for the BQ for the make freestyles and that track. I see it coming. What's that over here? That's that over here. Yo, what the heck is that? Oh, my God. Y'all too much, man. That singing on there, though, man, out the gate. Soon as the show come on, you hear this girl singing her behind off. That bug, I was in another room right as the show's getting ready to start, and that bug drew me to the freaking TV quickly. I was like, oh, I got to go. I forgot the show. But catch that show. That singing, that's going to be on there every week. Oh, y'all got me glued, too, because of that. That singing is enough for me. So, yes. A great show. Great show. Great show. But, yes. Oh, my God, man. Get ready to come. I'm going ahead and close the show early. Because what I can do. Because I can do that. And gear y'all up for next week, man. Y'all get ready to the next week's shows. We come back continuing season 6 next week. So stay tuned. Got a great show for you coming up. Special guests, you just have to wait, won't you? All right, we roll on out. Remind you in everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it. Remember, where there's a J, where there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tuned to the episode of Life That Does Lie with your boy, Teddy J. All right, man. And also, since it is hump day, does Wednesday, reminding you, if you're going to hump somebody, please do it responsibly.